This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of early spring, the third week of the skunk-courting moon, and the first week of the sun in Pisces, the week of cross-quarter day, the halfway point, the spring equinox. The shift of weather that multiplies the signs of spring takes place within a week of cross-quarter day, the day on which the sun reaches halfway to spring equinox. February 18th. Three or four good thaws, sometimes lasting a week apiece, have already come up from the south before then. Bulbs made progress during each of them, foliage rising ever so slowly through the soft ground. Cardinals not only sing before dawn now, but deep into the afternoon. Peonies sometimes come up through the mulch, their bright tips emerging at the arrival of red-winged blackbirds, robins, bluebirds. When blue jays start calling and when sparrows and starlings are loud and reckless in the middle of mating. On the other side of cross-quarter day, pussy willows open up all the way. Along with the earliest snowdrops and aconites, the signs accelerate, accumulate, and become the new season itself, turning into what they represent by force of numbers. And then what looks the same as any winter day is really a day in early spring. The wind may still be raw and the grass and the trees are brown, but the balance has tipped anyway. The thaws are preserved, their effects impervious to the steady progression of cold fronts, and winter is decaying headlong, collapsing into rebirth. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again with notes for the second week of early spring and the final week of the skunk-courting moon. In the meantime, look for all the signs, even in the cold. When you have enough signs, then you have spring.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.